We're back here on the KCII Radio Coach's Corner. The Highland Husky girls basketball team has been very successful thus far this season, and a lot of that success has come on the back of senior Allie Stokes. She's been our athlete of the week before, but this past Monday, she reached 1,000 points for her career, which is more than good enough to give her her second honor as the Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week for girls basketball. And she joins me now. This interview is brought to you by Grainer Auto Body and Grainer Towing, your auto specialists. Precision Electric, and McDonald Boneyard. Allie, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
So I know we've talked before, you've been our Athlete of the Week before, but just to reiterate, it's your senior year, right?
Yep.
Pretty successful stint for you guys so far. What's been your biggest takeaway so far from your success this season?
You know, at the beginning of the season, I think as a team we weren't expecting to do as well as we have. But just kind of being the underdogs and showing everyone our talent and who, like, how we can really play has really been a big thing for us. We've worked a lot together as a team and worked really hard, and I think it's led to our success.
And you have been definitely a leader on this team all season long. Scored 51 points last week. And got 39 rebounds as well. And another special milestone for you, you hit 1,000 points for your career on Monday, and that is definitely good enough to get you this week's Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week Award for girls basketball. I just want to ask, 1,000 points doesn't come easily, and not a whole lot of people accomplish that. So what were you kind of feeling when you reached that mark?
Playing as a freshman, knowing that I've been close to 1,000 points my senior season has been a big thing for me. Not being selfish as a player, knowing that I'm close to that 1,000 was hard, but being a team player and allowing everyone else to get a chance to score on the team and stuff and being patient with that, I think has come like at great cost to me, just knowing that I haven't been selfish, and just made that moment a lot greater to me.
Yeah, that's awesome. And it's kind of tough sometimes when you just want to hit that mark, but at the same time, the team's been doing well, and whatever has happened so far has certainly been working out for you. You have been on top of your scoring all season long, pretty much. Up to this point in time, you're sitting at about 19 points per game. What's really been clicking for you so far, finding the basket?
I think being a post player and a guard and being able to shoot the three has really helped me a lot. Knowing that I can pull up a three from anywhere and still drive to the basket or post up and get a layup, I think has really helped my scoring a lot.
With this being your senior season and it's kind of winding down, obviously, being such a great basketball player, are you planning on playing sports in college at all?
I haven't decided yet. I've had a lot of people, you know, ask me this question, and playing sports throughout my high school years and stuff has been a lot of fun. But I have not yet decided if I'm going to continue to play or not.
Okay, and do you know if you're for school looking into going to a bigger school, smaller school?
I'm actually planning on going to Kirkwood for the reason that they have a baking and pastry program, so that's what I'm looking into going into more. So I'm planning on going to Kirkwood as of now.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Well, Allie, our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, their mantra is movement is your medicine. And as the season goes on and you get kind of into a routine of going into games, getting all stretched and all warmed up in a shoot-around and stuff, what are some things that you kind of do as part of that routine, not only during the season, but off the basketball court as well, to kind of stay moving and stay healthy?
We have pretty long practices after school. So just going home, getting a good meal in, getting a good night's sleep, and then going to school the next day does keep me pretty busy. But just practice in games 2-3 times a week keeps me really busy. And with the girls, we have a lot of fun together, and we hang out a lot outside of basketball and stuff, which has really, like, grown on our connection and I think has a lot to do with our success.
So one more question for you. With this being your senior season and the first half of the season is basically in the rearview mirror at this point, how are you feeling about this kind of being your last go-around, especially since you're not sure if sports are going to be a thing after high school or not?
You know, I'm just trying to make the best of it, having a good time with my friends, keep continuing to try my best, and still reach more goals that I have in my future.
Sure. Well, Allie, that's about all I've got for you. Any other thoughts from you on your season so far, reaching the 1,000-point mark?
No, I think that's it.
All right. Well, hey, thanks again for joining me. Have a Merry Christmas, and best of luck to you for the season.
Thank you.
That was Allie Stokes, this week's Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week for Girls Basketball. This interview was brought to you by Griner Auto Body, Griner Towing, your auto specialist, Precision Electric, and McDonald Boneyard. Back with more after this on the KCII Radio Coaches Corner.